Support for Where You Eat with Ian McNulty comes from the Sazerac House, featuring tours, tasting, and traditions, located at the corner of Canal and Magazine. The Sazerac House is dedicated to celebrating New Orleans culture and everything that inspires it. More information at sazerachouse.com.
Wine. It's been a spiritual symbol through the ages, and it's also been a status symbol for those who can plunk down for the most expensive bottles. But for plenty of people I know, wine is also a simple yet persuasive symbol of hospitality. To see what I mean, take a stroll down my block in Mid-City after another hot day starts cooling down. It doesn't happen every evening, but on the right evening, people pushing strollers or walking dogs or returning from a jog are hailed from the porches by their neighbors, who wave wine glasses like signal flags. Up they come, dogs, babies and all, and an ad hoc meet and greet is afoot, right there between the potted plants and the porch swings. You can do the same thing with a can of beer, or for that matter, a glass of lemonade, but there's something to the ritual of wine, the semi-full bottle waiting on the sill, the offered glass, the decision to uncork another. It adds structure to the simple act of hospitality. Structure, and maybe a little symbolism of welcome. If the porch scene is a small expression of this, the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience, or NAWFE, draws it on a much larger scale. This annual wine festival is now in full swing, and it's mostly back to form after 2 years of pandemic changes. There are seminars, parties, wine dinners, and wine tastings, both exclusive and enormous. All the details are online at nowfe.com. But one key distinction to our own wine festival here in New Orleans is the way it entwines the city's identity as a food destination. Food is everywhere on hand during NAWFE events. And it's New Orleans restaurant culture, with equal parts tradition, playfulness, rigor, and perhaps above all, welcome, that imbues the local festival with its distinctive spirit. Though we don't produce much wine in these parts, we sure know what to do with it. At a tasting, at the table, or even on the front porch. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.